Track 9, and back to news stories. An Ashburton duo release a Christmas single. Two Christian songwriters from Ashburton have released a Christian single in aid of Fisherman's Mission. Mac Robinson and Nick Axford both attend St Andrew's Church in Ashburton, and Mac is a lay minister for the Ashburton and Moore Mission community. Their single, Andrew's Song, The Night That Christ Was Born, is a haunting folk melody that imagines the nativity story from the point of view of a young St Andrew and his brother Simon Peter. The song imagines that Andrew and his brother might have been young boys on their father's fishing boat on the night that Christ was born. Only understanding the significance of what they saw and heard many years later, explained Mac, who wrote the lyrics. The music is loosely based on an old winter folk song, "The Snow It Melts the Soonest," he added. St Andrew is the patron saint of fishermen, and the song was released on St Andrew's Day, November the 30th, in partnership with the Fisherman's Mission, a UK charity which helps fishermen and their families in need. All proceeds from the song this Christmas will go to the Fisherman's Mission. As well as looking at the Christmas story from a new angle, we hope that this song will benefit today's fishing crews who work so hard in such dangerous conditions, said Mac, a former sailing instructor. We hope that Andrew's song gets people thinking about the journey of these two brothers from a Galilean fishing boat on a star-filled night to being invited to join Jesus in his mission 30 years later, Mac added. Hopefully it might prompt people to consider what God might have in store for their lives. Andrew's Song is not the only Christmas single with links to the area launched this year. Last week, the Tynmouth RNLI, along with four other South Devon RNLI stations, announced their support of the single Pull Away, written by Devon songwriter Chris Hoborn.
Yasmin Topp's Christmas Card Competition. A Tynmouth schoolgirl has picked up a first prize in Christmas card designing competition. Chagford-based holiday letting agency, Helpful Holidays, invited students from primary schools across Devon to get creative in preparation for the festive period. This year, the agency teamed up with the RNLI, and in celebration of their 200th anniversary, children were encouraged to design a card that not only celebrated Christmas, but also incorporated a safety at sea twist. The winning design this year was penned by Yasmin Price, age 7, from Tynmouth Primary School. She's won herself art supplies worth £50 and a bundle of Christmas cards in her own design to share with friends and family. Plus, her school has received £200 to spend on supplies for its art department. Emily Mercer, marketing manager at Helpful Holidays, said, "We were thrilled to once again run our annual art competition. It always creates such an exciting buzz within the community, and the children love getting involved. This year, in light of it being the RNLI's 200th anniversary, we wanted to use this opportunity to celebrate the tireless work of the crew and volunteers. The impressive entries depicted everything from lifeboats with twinkling Christmas lights to RNLI volunteers singing carols and, in some cases, soggy Santas stranded at sea and in need of rescue. The competition had a fantastic response with hundreds of entries from children at schools across Devon. Judging the competition was RNLI lifeguard, social media executive and illustrator Abby Mundell. The Christmas card has been printed and is being sent to Helpful Holidays, property owners and local business contacts.
And a little more news from the RNLI as they eye a Christmas number one in the charts. Tynmouth Lifeboat Station is urging supporters to help the Royal National Lifeboat Institute Christmas song called Pull Away, and they want it to hit the number one spot in the festive music charts. Tynmouth, along with the other four South Devon RNLI stations, Exmouth, Torbay, Dartmouth and Salcombe, are supporting the song written by Devon songwriter Chris Hoborn. Pull Away, played by band police dog Hogan has been released to commemorate the RNLI's 200th anniversary. The lyrics recount a fictional tale of a dramatic Christmas Day rescue. The band and I were inspired by the fact that RNLI lifeboat volunteers are on call 365 days of the year, ready to drop everything to go to the aid of others at sea, said police dog Hogan lead singer James Studholme. Christmas is just another day, now and just as it was back in the 19th century, where the song Pull Away is set, he added. The opening verse sets the scene of lifeboat crew members being woken in the middle of the night to launch the lifeboat and go to the aid of a ship in distress in violent seas. It's a very great honour to create a Christmas song to celebrate this extraordinary institution's 200th anniversary. The work they do, entirely funded by the generosity of the public, is astonishing. The closing line of the song, "There'll be 12 more at the table for lunch on Christmas Day," reflects that. We very much hope this one finds a tiny place in the pantheon of Christmas singledom. As well as portraying what life is like for RNLI volunteers, the song also shares the experiences of family members who are left at home waiting for their loved ones to safely return after a rescue.
School Mufti Day helps feed Zambian children. Children from Exminster Primary School have raised enough money to feed children at a school in Zambia for a month after a Wear What You Like Day that they held last month. Exminster Primary School decided to hold the fundraiser after a visit and assembly talk by local vicar Vanessa Pestridge, who is a trustee for the Nyamba Trust, the Devon-based charity that supports the school in Zambia. During the assembly, the children were particularly moved to learn that the only food nearly a third of Nyamba school pupils eat each day is their school dinner. It costs just £1.40 a month to provide a child with the vitamin and protein-enriched porridge that they eat for lunch. Exminster Primary School raised over £700 from their Mufti Day, enough to fund 10,000 meals, with many pupils bringing in more than the suggested £1 donation. Some children, such as Tallulah Partridge, even donated her own pocket money. Vanessa and the team of trustees at the Nyamba Trust were delighted with the fundraising. They are now hoping to find another 11 schools to hold similar fundraising to help raise enough money to fund a year's worth of school meals. Any schools that participate in the fundraising to support the Nyamba School Food Programme will receive a personalised thank you video from the children and teachers at Nyamba that they could show in their assemblies at school.